strangled God's will for the world and for Israel. And so, God's looking for a few people who will stand with Israel, who will dare to stand alone, who will dare to have a purpose firm, and who will dare to make it known in love, and who will dare to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I urge you to do that today. Mort Klein, for whatever reason, was unable to join us. And so I have done my best to plea Israel's cause with you today. I hope you've heard my heart. And I believe that my heart reflects the heart of God for Israel. God said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. In you shall all the families of the earth ultimately be blessed. So let's align ourselves. Our only hope, my friend, is to be grafted in to Israel. Thanks for joining us. This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you and be a blessing. Make sure you get those Jerusalem calendars. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, ordinarily on Monday evening at this time, we have Bob Chapman, but he hasn't called in yet. And we do know that there's been a real attack on the conservative movement this last week. I talked, had lunch with Ted Anderson from Genesis a couple of days ago. He told me there'd been an intentional cyber attack on their website, had wiped out everything they had there. One of the men had to stay up for 48 hours without sleep to get their internet facilities back on the air, because so much of their broadcasting is through their computers. And then Melody Cedarstrom was under attack. About six of the major conservative websites had been attacked. And this didn't happen by accident. It's obviously somebody in some sort of a government agency that's attacking, because the one thing they fear is the American people are going to wake up. And there is an amazing awakening across America. I attended the Alex Jones talk here in Santa Cruz, the base of liberalism in the entire country. We have our country, our community is so radical. They originally tried the whole Medicare, Medicaid system here. Agenda 21 was started here even before the Second Earth Summit in 1992. And they actually developed a report, a program, right here in Little Santa Cruz. We are the center of liberalism. The liberals, Marxists, control our city government and our county government. And yet, last night there were 750 people to hear Alex Jones. Tonight again, there will be 750 people. I wish you could have been in the audience and felt the enthusiasm of those people who came from all over the central part of California to hear Alex Jones. You never would have seen something like that in years past. And what we are seeing is a great awakening across America. People know something's wrong. Well, that your job is to explain to them what's going on. You see, if you study the past depressions or recessions we've had, they always work exactly the same way. other banks, of course, liberalize credit. It's easy to borrow money. Everybody borrows money. They go into debt. They buy homes. They buy farms. They buy businesses. They buy certainly all sorts of commercial developments. And the good times roll. I mean, easy money means, of course, that there's going to be a lot of investment, a lot of people making money, and they get further and further into debt. And then the bank contracts the credit. Money is not available. People lose their homes, and they lose their business, and they lose their commercial property, and they lose their factories. And that's the way it was planned from the very, very beginning. And you see the transfer of wealth, and it's happened time and time again. And that's exactly what is going on in America today. Nobody's going to tell you that. Oh, we don't know why it's happening. Oh, the jobs are going to come back from overseas. Oh, the housing situation is better. You know, why certainly the housing prices stabilized, but, well, 100,000 people did lose their homes last month from foreclosures. But everything's really looking so much better. And ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying to you. Hi, Bob. We finally got you. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
I'm beginning to wonder if you might be like those other people who had been hacked this last week, all those conservative websites that somebody in the government agency is trying to shut down.
No, but this government sure ran wild last week, that's for sure.
Well, somebody did. We don't know who it is, but you have to assume it's one of the intelligence agencies because of this intense fear that the American people are waking up. They know they're waking up, and they, of course, need the direction to understand who's behind this and, of course, make sure we do not have a violent response. We have right on our side. We're law abiders. The traitors, of course, are in control of government today. Oh, go right ahead, Bob.
Yes, it's more than 100,000 a month losing their homes.
It really is disastrous. And as one woman told me this morning in our Colorado program, she lives in Denver, she said, you know, my son's lost his home, my daughter's lost her home. This is getting personal.
Yeah. It's personal when anybody loses their home.
And I think it's so important that we simply point out this whole thing is staged. It's what the banks have done before. They work together in concert along with the Federal Reserve System because they own the Federal Reserve System. And the most powerful man in America is not Barack Obama. It's Ben Bernanke. And he works at the behest of the great banks that own the Federal Reserve System. He works for them, not for the government. Because the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank created by the banks for the banks to benefit the banks.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I think a lot of people are finding out. I think probably just in the last couple of years, they probably have 70% of the population has to know and understand that the Fed is what it is. I think the cloak is off of that, but I think that the cloak could the exposure, and the exposure has really come from talk radio and programs like this and the internet. And I think it's fantastic that that's been able to have been accomplished over that period of time. I mean, you and I both know that if we told 1/1,000th of the population 50 years ago, that would have been a lot. I mean, things have changed so dramatically in the outreach. And, of course, the people who control government, they know that. And that's why they're very upset about people finding out who they are, what they've done, what they're doing, and what their intentions are. And that is, that's what this whole thing is all about. And we saw the Brzezinski speeches and several articles that one was in the Washington Post. I forget who the comment was made by or the interview.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just saying, you know, that he's aware that, as I am, that the people are waking up and the other side knows it. The Brotherhood of Darkness knows it. In fact, Brzezinski gave a speech a few months ago. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission, the man who brought Saddam Hussein to power in Iraq, the man who overthrew the Shah of Iran and installed the Ayatollahs, the man who precipitated the Afghan war. Oh, Brzezinski was a busy little man when he was the National Security Advisor, in addition to running the Trilateral Commission. But Brzezinski, a few months ago, addressed a meeting, I believe it was the Council on Foreign Relations in Canada, and talked about, you know, how the American people are waking up, how terrible this is. They're beginning to understand what's going on. And that's the last thing the elite want, is for the people to realize, of course, that these people are traitors. They have betrayed their trust of the American people. They're intent upon certainly lowering our living standards, impoverishing the American people, and, of course, enslaving us under a one-world government, a one-world religion, and, of course, installing their new one-world leader they want to bring to power. But go right ahead, Bob.
I think that you're absolutely correct, and I think those sort of things make these people have to expedite their programs and do things that they really didn't want to do at this time, or at some time previous to the timing that they had for those kind of things to happen. And so I think when you do that, you force them to make these changes, then they make mistakes. And, you know, the foreclosure gate could have been one of those mistakes. It's hard to tell whether they expected the thing to happen and they executed it, or were they, you know, really unprepared for the whole thing. I don't know. What do you think, Stan?
Well, I think that certainly when they began to create these bonds made up of bundled mortgages, and they knew that many of them were fraudulent, and they sold these and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars them to all throughout the world, to pension funds and insurance companies, and certainly to hedge funds, and all these people bought these because they were guaranteed, they were AAA, they had insurance policies with them, you just couldn't lose. Well, and then people did lose, and these bonds lost half their value or two-thirds of their value. But now what's happening, and I don't think that the big boys, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Bank of America, Citigroup, the people who brought on this Goldman Sachs, brought on this whole catastrophe, I don't think they ever thought that their people were going to come back and say, you defrauded us, we want you to buy these back again. And if Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup and Bank of America are forced to buy back these trillions of dollars worth of these fraudulent loans that they bundled and they sold, why, we're going to have another TARP program financed by the American people to bail out those banks because they're too big to fail. Only I hope, of course, that the American people are going to say, no way, we're not going to go along with that. You created this problem. You're the ones, of course, who manipulated this whole thing. You are not too big to fail. You're too big to survive, and we're going to let you see go down, and they're going to start putting the people responsible for this in prison because they engaged in fraudulent activity. Boy, wouldn't that be grand. I'd love to see Henry Paulson behind bars where he belongs.
Well, we still don't have an answer. I guess we'll find out in time.
But things are moving at a tremendous rate, really, and of course, you know, there's only a matter of time before there's going to be another major bank collapse. You always begin to see these people all across the world bringing suit against Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, saying, you defrauded us, and they did, and they should go to prison for fraud.
Well, you're right about that, and that possibility distinctly exists. I mean, are they going to be able to coerce or make 50 attorney generals come to a conclusion where the lenders get off the hook? I don't think so. I think that's going to be pretty hard to do. I mean, you don't have to have many, maybe one or two to stop the whole thing and turn it into a group of retribution, if you may. I think you got some serious problems here.
Well, because remember what happened to Elliot Spitzer. Remember what happened to Elliot Spitzer when he tried to blow the whistle on what the government was doing and how the government was working in concert with the banks and encouraging fraudulent loans. And of course, all of this, so many of the predatory loans that were put out never should have been released. They violated all the laws. And Elliot Spitzer led a group of 50 attorney generals of this call across America. Every attorney general in the United States wanted, of course, to begin imposing laws locally to stop the predatory lending. And you remember what happened to Elliot Spitzer when he tried to bring this out? Why, immediately the FBI reported he'd been having an illicit affair with a prostitute. Why would the FBI do that? That's not a federal crime to have an affair with a prostitute. Why would they leak this story? To destroy anybody who tried to bring the truth out.
That's right.
And I hope they don't have something on all the 50 attorney generals. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, though, because the FBI spends a lot of time investigating law-abiding citizens to find something on them so the government can control them. That was Hoover's old trick.
Yeah, that's right. But you might look at the Spitzer situation this way. Had they not set them up the way that they did, and they didn't have anything on them otherwise, they probably would have killed them.
Maybe he's lucky at that. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I've interviewed government assassins. I have a 4-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where you can hear my interviews with two assassins. One of them was assigned the contract of Ross Perot. He didn't carry it out, of course. But remember, Ross Perot dropped out of the elections when he was running against George Bush because he said he and his family had been threatened with death. And everybody ridiculed him. No, I talked to the assassin, who fortunately didn't carry out the assassination, but I think he probably paid for it with his own life. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman about what's going on, about the fact that there certainly dollar is falling, the economy is not doing well. I guess there's been a little pickup in trade across there and shipping. And where do we stand now? At one time, of course, the Baltic Dry Index was way down, but is shipping picking up a little bit? Is the commerce picking up a little bit? After all, we poured a couple of $1 trillion into the economy to try to get it going. Did it have an effect?
Well, it only flattened out, really. And I don't think it's going to do too much. That $2.5 trillion is what it was. It only produced 5 quarters of growth, which averaged about 3.25%. And that is not very good return for $2.5 trillion. And, if you remember, Ben Bernanke and Boskin did a paper in 88 in which they said what today Bernanke is doing doesn't work. So they know full well what's going on is not workable. This is just a holding patent to gain time to do whatever they want to do later. And maybe the Bank of America affair and the foreclosure gate is another feint in another direction to pull people's attention away from something that they're doing or want to do elsewhere. I mean, you can't tell with these people. They are so devious. And, you have to look at everything several different ways. Because if you don't, sometimes you miss the answer.
Well, of course, the one thing is they do not want the American people to know that there's an organized effort to destroy our economy. I mean, the American people wouldn't like that. they realized, of course, this whole housing scam is a scam. It was always intended so that they would end up owning the homes and the businesses and the commercial property. That they're intentionally shipping our jobs overseas. They're intentionally outsourcing our jobs. They're intentionally bringing in people with H-1B visas who work for less. They're intentionally allowing the illegal immigration, because they want to lower the wage standards. They want to impoverish the American people. Right now, people aren't too upset because, after all, you can get unemployment benefits, you know, for a couple of years. But one of these days, the federal government isn't going to be able to provide that. It isn't going to be able to provide Social Security. It isn't going to be able to provide for the federal pensions for all those government employees who worked all those years. Think they're going to get a comfortable pension? I just hope that they'll shut off the pensions for the congressmen as well, the congressmen who created this whole fiasco by compromising their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, because if our Constitution was in place, they never could have done all of these things. Social Security was unconstitutional. Medicare was unconstitutional. Gee, I wonder why nobody ever wants to say that. Well, Bob, what's happening as far as gold? Go right ahead.
Well, gold has had a very strong comeback here on Friday and Monday. It was down about $50, and it's come back up. And the U.S. government has been in each day fighting in a big way to continue to suppress it, because they have this election coming up.
And you're really talking about the plunge protection team. The government is actively engaged in the market, manipulating the market, trying to manipulate the price of gold and silver down. Would that be a fair statement?
It certainly would.
Will you hold on? We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a call for Bob? This is the time to call. Bob, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the computer won't let me get away with it. Anyway, we're just saying that they were trying to manipulate the price of gold and silver down, and they're coming back again.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. the Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Are dumping stock. Is that true, Bob?
No. The major corporations are using the $3 trillion that they have to buy stock. Two reasons.
But they're buying back stock. But I'm talking about the CEOs of the corporations.
Yes. They have been sellers into the strength of this rally that we've had. But corporately, they've been buying stock.
In other words, they've been buying back their own stock to
keep the market up.
Right. Okay.
Like,
well, basically now, have they closed out a lot of the shorts? And we know I think it was J.P. Morgan Chase, had been involved in shorting silver to try to drive the price down. But as the price has gone up, why? Because they've been in a very bad position. I mean, you don't want to sell short in a rising market, because those who sell what isn't there, isn't, has to give it back or go to prison. So basically, is J.P. Morgan beginning to close out some of its short positions or not?
Not really. They've got caught short. They want to get it back down. They've been unsuccessful in doing so. Sure, it touched $25. And let's see how far it get down here. I've got the numbers for the last week. It was down at 23.30. It got to 25 and then slid back down. That was just an intraday high. And it slid back down to 23.14. And it closed to 23.63 today in the December month. And so it has had a correction, but certainly nothing violent. That's gone on for about the last 10 business days. And it's acting like it wants to go higher. I mean, the net short is so large. I don't think there's any way they can cover it without having higher prices, because when they go to buy in the short position, they bet that the price of silver would go down, and it hasn't happened. And when they go to buy, they actually push it up. And in pushing it up, they eventually cause more problems than they had in the first place. And one of the very, very interesting things is that the net long position in silver has been very strong, and the speculators have not been sellers. And so this thing is going higher. It has all the earmarks. And if you look at the long-term charts, you will see that that there's what they call a reverse head and shoulders. And both gold and silver have broken out on the right-hand part of this technical pattern of long duration. So there's no hauling it back down again. I mean, this thing's going higher. The question is, how high?
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important that people understand. Bob thinks maybe we might get gold by 1600 by the end of this year, by maybe silver 30. That's pretty optimistic, but he could well be right. We are in such uncertain times. There's tremendous uncertainty in the world today. And certainly a lot of the commodity prices have gone up in the past. Are the commodity prices staying up? I'm talking about copper and corn and those other things, or are they slacked off a little bit?
No, they came off a little bit, but, I mean, oil, copper, I chart both of them every day. And, 10 days ago, oil was 81.92. Today it was 82.37.
And I think
so. In the last 2 weeks, it's done well. And copper was 379. 10 days later, it's 371. And surprisingly, all of the beans and the softs and wheat and corn, they're all higher. In fact, they doubled in the last 3 months.
And I think basically, of course, there are going to be shortages. There's tremendous drought in certain parts of the United States. I know there's been a drought over in Australia, the major rice producer. They very, very small rice crop. They're not exporting any. Certainly, they've destroyed the economy there. The Central Valley of California, major rice producer, they've intentionally cut the water off. They wanted to destroy the agriculture of our Central Valley, but they had to have an excuse. It's a 3-inch smelt. Well, they want to destroy the economy, destroy the vegetable fruit production there. Major exporters throughout the world, no longer. Now we can import from other countries and build up their economies. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and we're talking about what's going on in the financial markets. And certainly, they tell us that there's no inflation, but of course the prices are going up. Well, why do they tell us there's no inflation? Well, because of course Social Security is actually supposed to be related to inflation. If there's inflation, they're supposed to give the Social Security recipients more money, but they don't have the money. So they're simply lying and say there was no inflation last year, there's no inflation this year. But there is inflation. I mean, you would think that somebody out there, some of the older people, might suspect that the government's lying to us.
Is there any question?
We've got to get people to understand that they just cannot believe what is going on. And because Social Security is bankrupt, Medicare is bankrupt, the FDIC is bankrupt, the pension benefit, Guarantee Corporation is bankrupt. They're all bankrupt. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae are bankrupt. And basically, the government is having to borrow more and more money all the time. I mean, I think our deficit, ending in the 30th of September, was almost $1.3 trillion, and it's going to be that there for a number of years to come. There's no way we're going to be able to pay our debts without continuing to borrow and borrow and borrow. So they've got to cut back on what they're paying the elderly, and they're going to have to get rid of the elderly people. I mean, they cannot afford to pay for their health care, which they promised, especially with another 70 to 75 billion baby boomers already in the process of retiring.
And if you've noticed, just recently, all of the insurers have been raising the copayment on the elderly for their drugs substantially. And I can't help but think it's a way that is going to prevent people being able to purchase the drugs that they needed to keep alive. And a lot of people are going to die because of it, and I think that that's their intention in the first place.
I think it's absolutely their intention And if people don't know about the end-of-life care that are practiced in many hospitals where the doctor says, end-of-life, you know, they're probably going to die, and they start on a morphine drip, and that's the end of them in a couple of days. This is happening. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, before we go on, would you like to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the world, pardon me, of the International Forecaster, and perhaps subscribe to it?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. And if you have a question, and we answer everyone, you can email Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And if you'd like to call, toll free, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the audience and you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and have a question or comment. But of course, as we look what's happening, we find out that some companies are increasing their exports, like companies like Caterpillar is doing pretty well. And they're exporting to a lot of companies. And of course, we're lending money to countries throughout the world. We're encouraging our corporations to offshore their production to other nations, so those nations can afford to buy some of our products. But down the line, of course, there's going to be real problems as the whole world economy begins to contract. Certainly, China, certainly the second largest economy in the entire world, they're having some serious problems over there, aren't they, Bob?
Well, they certainly are. They have growing inflation. They've injected some $2 trillion or more into their economy over the last 2 years. And what has happened is that money that they wanted to see go into the formation of the creation of jobs, manufacturing, infrastructure, it didn't happen. The government itself had to do it. What the average entrepreneur who's in the Communist Party, she was taking the money and going into the housing and stock market. And so the money, like in the United States, flowed directly into the lending industries, the financial industries, and didn't create hardly any jobs at all, the same experience that we had. And so they've got a serious problem. Of course, they have forex reserves of something between $2.5 and $3 trillion. They can't afford to make mistakes. But when you have 30 million people unemployed, you always stand the chance in a totalitarian society of having a revolution, just like they have in America, the same problem. And so they don't know what to do in China, just like they don't know what to do in Washington. They've made a big mistake, and it's just not going to work. They had a chance to reverse what they were doing in June of 2003, and they didn't do it. They went for it. And in that process, they've made some terrible, terrible mistakes. And I think they're in serious trouble, because there's no answer for this lack of jobs, inflationary depression, other than to go to hyperinflation and into deflationary depression? And that's where I think it's all going to head.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because what we really need, as you've said so many times, we need tariffs to protect our industries. 20% tariff on everything, not selective tariffs, favoring one group over the other. And then, of course, what we need is to establish banks who will lend, probably have state banks, and they can lend money, but the big banks intentionally not lending because they want to collect all those and be able to foreclose on the homes of the businesses. That's how they make their money, by foreclosing and getting homes. You know, basically, they didn't put any money into them, their own money. It was your money that went into that. They created all of the money out of nothing, and now they're going to foreclose because you can't pay back the money they created out of nothing, and people will lose their homes, their businesses, their factories, their commercial property. That's the way the game is played. That's what the banks are doing, and I think we need to circumvent them and form banks that will represent and loan to the people rather than enrich the people, the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Nick calling from Carmel. Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
Great. I have a comment and a question.
All right. Go ahead.
I've heard a quote that in 2 years, the Daniel Obama administration, interest on the national debt is going to be $1 trillion.
Okay.
Also,
well, let's get Bob to comment on that. Nick has said that he's heard that in another year, why the interest on the national debt is going to be $1 trillion. What do you have to say about that?
Well, that's probably a good figure. And the bad part about it is that it's going to continue to be bad and could get an awful lot worse.
I think, Nick, it really depends on what happens to interest rates. The interest this last year was $436 billion. Now, even with the very low interest rates, we had that. But a lot of that was certainly interest, at a higher rate before they dropped it. But right now, they're borrowing money for very, very little. But they have, I think, almost $13.5 trillion in debt that they'll admit to. And, as long as they're only paying 1% on that, it's not too bad. What happens when it goes up to 6%? And sooner or later, if you want to borrow money from other countries, you've got to raise your interest rates or they're not going to buy it. And the other alternative is to create money and just buy the debt ourselves. And that's highly inflationary. So, I mean, they're really between a rock and a hard place. So, did you have another question, Nick?
Yeah, one more question. I've heard some quotes that people think the price of oil could go to very surely to $150 to $200 a barrel in the next few months or within the next year. What's Bob's opinion on that?
All right, Bob, what's your opinion?
I'll take his answer off the air.
Thanks so much. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bob, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I first of all, fundamentally, oil should be selling $60, $65 a barrel. That's under the current economic climate and the use for oil, the fundamentals. And in order for it to go to something in the order of $150 a barrel or higher, there would have to be a war in the Middle East. There would have to be a terrible disruption. As we know, the last time oil went up to, I think it was 147, 148, the result of that was an investigation which proved that there was market manipulation. And so I think perhaps those who do that kind of thing might be reticent to do that again. So based upon what I can see, and nobody can see whether there's going to be a war in 3 months or within another year, although the possibilities are there, I'd have to say that it probably would trade in the area it is now, or perhaps even a little lower. The thing that's really stoking oil and all of those other commodities, which we talked about a little bit earlier, is because people are in a flight to quality. They don't want to be in the market except for gold and silver shares. They don't want to be in bonds because they're in a bubble, and that could last a couple of years as well. So they go to hide out in a place that is safe, and that's in commodities and gold and silver. So I believe that commodities for some time will stay at a high level, maybe higher than what they are now, and I certainly think gold and silver are going higher. And so commodities should do well because of the facts I've cited, and oil is among them. But I don't know that anybody has any secret formula for to know where it's going on an intermediate term basis.
Well, I would simply,
that's a hard call.
I would simply comment that there's a report this evening of an attack on a secret Iranian missile base, and it apparently was blown up. Somebody dropped a couple of bombs. I don't know how the bombs got there, but the attack just came out, and of course I hope that that does not foreshadow a war. I mean, if you bomb a secret Iranian base, that's an act of war. Question is, who did it and what happened? But this is just hot off the press. So anyway, that's an interesting thing. And certainly, if there were to be a war, as Bob points out, why the price of oil would go through the roof. Now, basically, the world is awash with oil. There's plenty of oil. In fact, if they weren't actively suppressing oil development, and they are suppressing development here in the United States, we have more oil than they have in Saudi Arabia. It's in Colorado, the shale. It's in Sydney and the Baca. Anyway, there's a big deposit up there in North Dakota and in Montana. And then there's tremendous, I believe, oil, certainly in Alaska, certainly the wildlife wilderness, but we can't drill there because of the wildflowers. Basically, it's a fraud. They don't want the oil discovered because the world would be awash with oil and the price would go down. So they're doing everything they can to keep the price up, and I agree with you, Bob. It should be a lot lower than it is. I think it should be even a lot lower than the $60 you mentioned, but they're going to be able to keep it up because they control the way things are going. Well, anyway, telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Bob. Certainly we're in very difficult times as far as our country is concerned. The elections are coming up, and do you have any thoughts on what's going to happen in the elections, Bob?
Well, I think when I see on CNN, CNBC, Bloomberg, and I don't watch the other news media, at all, just those. And I see them making excuses. They've all but been convinced in total that the Democrats are going to lose control of the House. They think it will be a great victory if it's only by 2 or 3 or 4 members. And I think they know darn right well that it's going to be many more than that. There'll be a very solid majority in the House. They seem to think that that the Democrats will hold the Senate, but there's 5 pivotal seats, and they could go either way. And so it's really a toss-up. But the mood of the people is such that I think there's a chance that the Republicans could win by 1. And if they did that, they'd control both houses. And even if they didn't control the Senate, the president's lame duck, especially with if we have the defeat of a number of sitting congressmen and senators. And I think that's possible, but the public has to bring that about, and it's extremely important, because if it's not brought about, it cuts off the public's ability to influence legislation as a constituent. And we all know that the buying of elections is not getting better, it's getting worse. And the new Supreme Court decision to allow people to anonymously give money to campaigns, some of it from offshore locations, has created quite a problem. And the only thing for Congress really to do is do away with campaign financing and lobbying and executive orders and so on. And if that doesn't happen, I really don't think there's going to be any other avenue eventually except for violence.
Well, I
and it's going to come.
Well, I certainly hope not under these circumstances, because basically...
I mean, look what's going on in Paris and,
well, I know.
And all over France.
Well, of course...
That's an important issue to them, but
well, the recent
there's so much more to that.
Recent reports out of Afghanistan, which we control. We have our military there. They're in every nook and hamlet just about in the country. And they had an election there, and apparently it was nothing but fraud. I mean, if with American troops in all over our country, we can't get a fair election, what makes you think that we can get a fair election here? We've got electronic voting machines. Every electronic voting machine out there can be hacked into. In fact, the ones in Washington, D.C., apparently, they said nobody can hack into these. We'll give you know, 3 days, see if anybody can hack into them. And one of the universities was in and changed all the votes in a matter of just a day or so. In other words, all of these voting machines can be rigged. They know that. That's why they put them in. Only good thing I can think about California is that they've done away with the electronic voting machines, and they've got to do away with them all across America if we're going to get a fair election. I don't think we're going to get a fair election. They rigged the elections. We saw that in 2004 in Ohio, where there was one precinct with 800 people registered and 1,200 votes for George W. Bush. And the exit poll showed John Kerry won that election. But, of course, John Kerry didn't even bother to challenge, because he came from the same secret society that George W. Bush did. They were both members of Skull and Bones, probably only a few thousand in the entire country. And out of a nation of 300 million, the only candidates we could find both came from the same secret society. And when Tim Russert asked both of them on television, well, can you tell me about Skull and Bones? Both men said it's just too secret to discuss. And then a couple of years later, why, Tim Russert was a very young man, just up and died. Well, let's go to Joe calling us from Michigan. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just have a question because, okay, I kind of hear contradictions. You know, on the one hand, I hear on your program, you know, what's the use of voting, because the elections are rigged, computerized ballots and so forth. But on the other hand, I've heard Bob say numerous times, we need to vote these people out of office. What's the truth? I mean, how can we vote them out of office if it's rigged elections?
Do you have electronic voting machines?
I'm not exactly. Yeah,
well,
I think,
see,
yeah,
that's
do.
Up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah,
that's
what,
Joe, you've got to take some responsibility. I mean, I work to do away with the electronic voting machines here in California. They don't have them. What are you doing to get rid of the electronic voting machines so you can get an honest election there in Michigan?
They do have electronic voting machines.
Yeah. Well, you better start complaining loud. They ought to do away with them, and they ought to go back to paper ballots. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. Let's get Bob's response. Bob, how would you answer Joe, who's calling from Michigan?
Well, I think that the possibility...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Help us, we'd certainly like to hear from you. Also, we want to ask if you are listening to Radio Liberty on the on shortwave. We have to decide whether we're going to keep up our shortwave broadcast. It's our largest expense. And if you're calling on shortwave, we'd like you to call us at 1-800-544-8927. I'll leave you a telephone number, tell us where you live, and whether if you are listening on shortwave, and certainly if you would be interested in getting a satellite or getting a computer or some other means of listening to us if we just do discontinue our shortwave broadcast. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or you can call the station here and tell our producer, if you're listening on shortwave, and, of course, how the reception is, and, of course, whether you would be interested in another type of reception if we do discontinue shortwave. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want to suggest you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know how they're destroying the lives of our children intentionally and maliciously, because these are evil people, you should hear Dr. David Ayoub's talk on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Why do we have a global vaccine agenda? Why are we? Why are the people who believe in population control vaccinating all those little black and brown children all throughout the world? Why would people who want to kill off the population be doing that? Why? Because there's mercury in the vaccines. We took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given in the United States, but we left the mercury in the vaccines given throughout the world because this attacks the genetic system, and by epigenetics, it turns off the fertility genes, and then, of course, when these, if they have children, why their children's fertility genes will be turned off in three or four generations, or why they won't be reproducing at all. That's what it's all about. They want to destroy the fertility of these little children. And, of course, certainly before we had the vaccinations, we didn't find one in five children or six children have a learning disability or neurodevelopmental abnormality. One in nine children had asthma. One in 12 children had allergies. One in 66 boys had asthma. One in 66 boys has autism. One in 90 to 100 children are autistic, and their lives are destroyed, and you don't see it, or you rarely see it in the Amish and the Mennonite children. Why do you think that is? Why? Because you really need to hear my talk on The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, it's a DVD talk we gave a year ago. And then, of course, you need to get the talk on Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Russ Blaylock. That's Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Russell Blaylock. We've got a lot of great information, and you need to get it, and you need to help us get out this aspect of the trouble. Of course, you need to hear my talk on planned population reduction, on Nundare College genocide. You need to read my talk on the population control agenda. It's a monograph. It's you can get it on the internet, or you can get it from us. You can ask Lee. If you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. And this is one means by which we can get people to understand the evil we're up against, understand that they're installing smart meters all across the country. Why are they doing that? They want to raise the cost of electricity so they can lower our living standards. People say, oh, well, we've investigated the smart meters. They work very well. Of course they work very well. But they're not being utilized. They're being utilized to force people not to use as much electricity. And down the line, of course, they're going to install smart appliances. They'll be able to control your thermostat. They'll be able to know how much electricity you use at any moment of the day or whether you're even in the house or not. And believe me, if you don't believe the government breaks the law, you need to read Wesley Swearingen's book, To Kill a President. He was an FBI agent for 25 years. They did all sorts of dishonest things, breaking into people's homes. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be those of Jeff Taylor, who is running for Congress in the 17th Congressional District. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
All right. Well, did you get down to the Alex Jones program this evening there at the Coconut Grove?
Yeah, I was. I just left that program to be able to take your call.
All right, fine. Well, what sort of a turnout did they have?
Oh, the whole main room was full. It looked like several hundred people. I wasn't able to count, but the whole main room and about a quarter of the back room was filled up with people looking through the doors.
All right, very good. Well, that's fine, Chris. They have the upstairs as well, so I hope that that was packed out last night. What sort of response did Alex get in his speech?
He was getting, he ended up with a good standing ovation there just after the first hour before he introduced Sheriff Mack. And he was going to have Sheriff Mack give a half-an-hour presentation before he came back on again.
All right, fine. Well, I'm certainly pleased that he's got as good a response as he has here. I think it shows that the attitude of people is shifting and shifting dramatically. We've never had a speaker, to my knowledge, that got out 1,500 people in a period of two nights. Well, anyway, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why you are running for Congress?
Okay. Yeah, I have a family of three children, wife, and I care a lot about their future. I want my children to have the same opportunities that I had growing up, and especially my grandchildren. And I see that our country is becoming more and more, our federal government is becoming more and more dominant, taking away the state's rights, dominating the state, unlike what the Constitution calls us for. During this quest of running for Congress over the last 2 years. I've become very familiar with the Constitution of the United States. Still very superficial. And I don't profess to be any scholar or anything, but I know enough to know that we as a country, we as a people need to get back and understand what our Constitution is and get back to the basics fight for our liberties, our freedoms, and our independence, and that's what our Constitution provides for. So that's the main stance of my platform for running for Congress. We need to learn how to, on the economic side, we need to stop spending so much money with these bailouts and these stimulus packages. They're only going to, the bailouts went to go bail out big companies that were too big to fail. I feel they should have just been allowed to fail and break them up.
Well, of course, now the people who are in charge say that the banks that were just too big to fail, and if they had failed, it would have totally disrupted our economy. How would you respond to that?
I don't know. I don't know that I believe that to be the case. They said that. They claimed that. Many economists claim that. But I would imagine if they just broke into smaller banks, smaller pieces, we could have probably lived through that. Very easily.
Well, I think it's been hard, but certainly there. Actually, Elizabeth Warren, who headed the organization that monitored TARP, she was a professor from Harvard, and her remark was, "If any bank is too big to fail, then it's too big to survive, and what we really need." And she agreed with you. We should break up these banks. If they're too big to fail, then they're too big, and we should not allow this sort of thing, because what happened is because these banks made all sorts of irresponsible actions, and then we paid them and we rewarded them so that they could give massive bonuses. I mean, Goldman Sachs, I think it was, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, $12 billion in bonuses for the fine job those people did destroying our nation.
Totally uncalled for. That's totally irresponsible management. And there's just so much greed going on in our society today. And that's one of the key things that I don't think Alex Jones used the term greed, but he just said, we're falling away from our moral compass. And he said we used to do, in the past, our government would be involved in things, in experimental things in the early 30s and 40s. And, in our country and our government had a conscience. But, boy, since the 60s and 70s and on, so our government seems to have less and less conscience, and I found that to be quite eye-opening. I'd only heard a little bit about that before, and it seems very understandable.
Well, at one time, we as the people had a moral foundation, but the people, of course, intentionally took God and prayer and out of our schools, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and then they introduced evolution, which, of course, teaches that the Bible isn't true, the Bible is a lie, and if you take out any moral foundation for society, should we be surprised when a nation loses its conscience?
That's right. That is absolutely right. That happened they were successful with creating the Separation of Church and State Act, what was it, in 64 or something like
1962
that.
1962 was the decision.
62. Yeah, and then ever since then, it's just been slowly spiraling downhill, and I've been sharing that with many people as I've covered the 17th Congressional District and had opportunities to speak to them is about our moral compass, and we need to get back. We need to allow and get back to providing for the Ten Commandments, just simply the Ten Commandments, to be provided and to be in our courthouses, in our county courthouses, our county governance locations, and to fight back for that right. I mean, separation of church and state was in the Constitution. There's nothing that says separation of church and state. It says that the state is not to control the church, but nothing about the church is not to be involved in the state. It doesn't say that. It's a one-way protection in the Constitution of the United States. And that is absolutely true. Why we are losing our moral compass, and our foreign countries aren't looking up to America. That's what made America so powerful and so strong, is that people really trusted foreign countries, foreign dignitaries, people with wealth from all over the world, had a lot of confidence that if they invested in the United States, that their wealth would be safe, because honorable men and women.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jeff Taylor, who's running for Congress in the 17th Congressional District here in California. And, of course, he has this second time he's run. But, Jeff, you were involved in a debate with your opponent, Sam Farr. And, incidentally, we did contact Mr. Farr's office and ask him if he would like to come on this evening, or if he would like to come on Wednesday evening and discuss his position. What did you and Sam Farr discuss when you were on KSCO this Saturday?
Well, we had the other three candidates there as well. We talked about... We introduced ourselves and why we're running, and I can't remember the first hour. We just sort of went back, and some people called in. We answered some basic questions about. I can't remember the key issues there before we went into our break, our 1 hour break. But Sam made a comment at one point, or a caller called in and asked about toxic talk and. The Tea Party and Fox News, and Sam went off on how toxic talk is. He started speaking the political line, the liberal line.
What is toxic talk?
He's referring to any conversation that is that's against the current administration.
Well, but I thought that we had a right to be critical of the government as free American citizens. I mean, Sam Farr doesn't believe we have that right?
That's right, yeah. He and the current administration, I mean, there's a plan, and that's what I spoke to the audience. I said, this is the seed of a plan that'll take years to develop, but they want to pass the fairness doctrine. They want to shut down conservative talk radio. They want to shut down people like yourself that with this fairness doctrine that they're promoting, and this is their newest seed weapon of getting to that end, attaining those means is by calling any language whatsoever against the current administration as toxic, we could talk about them doing things the wrong way, and we could say it really nice and with platitudes and all that, but it doesn't make the emphasis that when you just call them out and you say, you know, that's a flat-out lie, and, you know, this is why it's a lie. And they call that, Sam was referring to that to me as toxic, and then I reminded him that a program last week, he referred to the Tea Party members as, with a derogatory term that I reminded him of. He denied it. But it caused for a very heated conversation between all of us. And from that point on, the conversation was pretty, much more animated, much more back and forth. Somebody would ask a question, and I would say something, and then Sam would say, Mr. Taylor, you got to get your facts right. You don't understand the issues, and then he would clarify it, and then I'd have to clarify him because I really did understand the issues, and I think he was the one that was incorrect.
All right, fine. What is your attitude towards government control of government? The policy notes how left behind the George Bush Republican program for federal interference with local schools to make sure that no child is left behind. Do you favor the Republican plan for No Child Left Behind?
I do not believe it's necessary for us to have a federal education department. I would like to see us to shrink down the size of our federal education department and put those monies back down to the state level and encourage the states to get those down back down to the county level, or don't tax them at all.
All right, fine. I'd like to go do away with the Department of Education. Yeah. It was created by executive edict under Jimmy Carter. Of course, Ronald Reagan promised that if he was elected, he would get rid of the Department of Education. But then, I don't know why he couldn't come up with a presidential edict like Jimmy Carter, but they say, oh, he didn't have the support of Congress. Oh, he couldn't do that. Why couldn't he do it? Jimmy Carter did it. He created it. Ronald Reagan could have done away with it. But Ronald Reagan said what we believed. He said everything I believe, but look and see what he did. He talked against big taxes, and yet he gave us the largest tax increase in American history in 1986 with the Tax Simplification Act that doubled the cost of Social Security and Medicare. But of course, because he said he was against big taxes, that's all we remember. And initially, he did lower the tax rate, but then he gave the biggest tax ever on the average individual in all of recorded history, gave us the biggest deficits up until George W. Bush, actually George Herbert Walker Bush. Bill Clinton didn't give us big deficits, but George W. Bush did. However, Ronald Reagan had given us $2 billion a year in deficits. No. Basically, how do you feel about some of the other policies that are in place now as far as the Obama administration? How do you feel about increasing the number of troops over in Afghanistan to pursue our war on terrorism? Certainly, Barack Obama said that he reasonably had to add an additional 30,000 troops in Afghanistan is because he's defending our freedom from the wicked terrorists who are plotting the demise of America over there. But in the process, he certainly wants to increase the surveillance here at home. How do you feel about the increased surveillance here at home and the increasing troops over in Afghanistan in the native name of fighting terrorism?
I definitely don't support the increasing surveillance here at home. I mean, that's the government spying on the citizens of the United States, and that's definitely that is unconstitutional. And as I said at the beginning of the program, I'm a staunch constitutionalist. I want to get back to the founding documents to the greatest extent possible. And as far as the sending more troops to the Afghan front or the Afghan war, to the extent of protecting the existing troops there in numbers, we could protect each other. But as far as the war itself, I don't have a lot of faith in President Karzai's government and the government that was formed. The constitution they formed, I've come to understand, is a total national type of government. There's no localized regional government that like what we have. They don't have they have state and districts, but they don't have representation coming from those states or districts to the national forum. They just have this national forum somehow, and the local governances don't have any authority whatsoever. Everything comes from the federal. And that's the direction we're going, and I understand it, and I think most all your listening audience understands that's the wrong direction to be going. So we shouldn't have our military there in harm's way protecting something we know is wrong to begin with.
I think that's very well said. Actually, there are only about 100 members of al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan, and we have 90,000 combat troops and about 110,000 contractors over there fighting that 100 members of al-Qaeda. Well, actually, Panetta said there was only 50 to 100 members, so we don't know how many there are.
Really?
That's true. We actually have Barack Obama on tape, interviewed by Steve Croft on 60 Minutes, when Steve Croft said, you know, there's only 100 members there, according to General James Jones, why are you sending members of al-Qaeda, why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops? And Barack Obama said, my job is to defend the American people from terrorism, and they're plotting our demise over there. That's why we've got to send 30,000 troops. And Steve Croft didn't say, but, you know, for 100 members of al-Qaeda, but the average American doesn't understand. It's all a charade. But an awful lot of American boys, an awful lot of Afghans are dying in this charade. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Bradley calling from Santa Cruz. Do you have a question for our guest, Bradley?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Go right ahead and ask it.
What do you think of the Supreme Court decisions that possessions are people, and the anonymous, unlimited political donations.
All right. Now,
I'll hang up and
all right. Basically, the whole idea that corporations are an entity, an independent entity, and then the fact that they're allowed to give a fabulous club. You and I can't give unlimited money to the political campaigns, but corporations can. In fact, now even anonymous people from overseas can give large sums of money to elect political candidates. And what do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, I mean, on a correction, they can't. The large corporations or individuals can't give large amounts of money to individual campaigns. But what they do is they establish these things called 527 campaigns. And there's other, I think there's other ones other than just 527. And that's where this is being abused, is these large corporations or large individuals, for that matter, can individually fund the Swift Boat type campaigns. And then they can't have anything to do, these individual campaigns can't have anything to do with a particular candidate, but they can prop up a candidate by tearing down his competitor, or they can promote the candidate that they want to see win. As far as endless amounts of money going into these campaigns, I think it's atrocious. I mean, what a tremendous waste of resources that could be put to better use. To serving the needs of people, not just trying to buy a seat in office or something like that. As far as transparency, I think I'm totally open to transparency. I think we should be totally transparent, and that goes for unions and the liberal ways of financing and their shenanigans as well. Everything should be transparent.
Well, I got a call from somebody from the Democratic National Committee, and they said, you know, these Republicans are putting all this money into the campaigns, you know, and, Barack Obama is trying to get Democrats elected, you know, will you contribute to counter the terrible Republicans? And I said, mm-hmm. Ladies, you know, I said, do you realize that the corporations gave Barack Obama almost $500 million to run? And he got more money than John McCain did. I mean, it was
wow.
The big money that went into Barack's campaign. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
One 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Ruby calling in from Live Oak, and she's wondering why certainly the American government is funding Planned Parenthood, which is funding abortions. International Planned Parenthood funds abortions throughout the world. In fact, they were instrumental in creating the one-child policy. And Ruby, you must understand that there is an invisible government that controls the visible government. An invisible government is controlled by the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, Council on Foreign Relations, a small group of intellectuals who really believe in population control. And abortion is really all about population control. It also has very definite spiritual implications. The destruction of human life is certainly one of the things that the demonic beings want. And, of course, America today is the largest financier of abortion throughout the world. And even under the Bush administration, of course, the pro-life people would applaud George Bush when he would take $30 million away from some international organization that was funding abortion. They never mentioned, of course, that he then took that $30 million and gave it to another international organization funding abortion. George Bush talked a good game, but remember, both his mother and his wife are both pro-choice, and he was playing a game, whether in dealing with Christians or dealing with the subject of abortion. At any time when they control both the Senate and the House of Representatives during the first 6 years of the Bush administration and the presidency, they could have passed legislation, simple legislation, majority vote, doing away with Roe versus Wade and putting a rider on there that the Supreme Court could not intervene, and that would have ended it. But they never had any intention of solving the problem. But we're supposed to believe the Republicans are pro-life and the Democrats are pro-choice, and it's all a mirage. It's all political theater. Anything else, Ruby?
You're talking to the choir, Dr. Stanley.
I know I am.
I noticed that Jeff Taylor is a publisher and a rancher, and I think those are really noble professions. I would like to ask you, is it within your sphere of influence in any way whatsoever to help with the situation in the Central Valley where they've cut off the water? I mean, you're going to be going to Sacramento, right?
No, he would be going back to Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you what, of course, he could do, I mean, no, if the California, certainly sense. If the congressman would simply say, look, this has nothing to do with, the three and smelt. It's part of a planned program to destroy agriculture and create famine in our country. I mean, these people are not concerned about the smelt. That's a cover story. If people would start talking about that, the other side would run for cover because, like, like vampires, they fear aluminum. Certainly, Gilroy used to be the garlic capital of the world. Now it's in communist China. Now, of course, they want to ship our agriculture overseas so we can build up their economies and tear down ours. People would say that. people would begin to understand. Well, let's hope that Jeff gets back there, and maybe he'll get on YouTube and make some speeches. Anything else, Ruby, before we let you go?
No, that's all. You've really answered all my questions, as always, Dr. Stan. I appreciate everything you're doing, and I just wish the best of God's blessings on Jeff Taylor. Thank
God bless.
You.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Ruby.
And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's really very hard for people to figure out what's going on because you're not going to get it in the paper. But, you know, Jeff, if you can get back there, and you do have the opportunity to get on C-SPAN, you do have the opportunity to make speeches before Congress, and those can be recorded and put on YouTube, and we see a lot of excellent speeches up there by congressmen, maybe 3 or 4 minute speech. But you can put out an awful lot of information in 3 or 4 minutes if you understand what's going on. But they've intentionally tried to confuse the public. They've intentionally tried to confuse people so they can't see what is happening. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy our economy. That's why they're outsourcing our jobs. That's why they're offshoring our manufacturing. That's why they're bringing in people from other countries to actually take jobs here with H-1B visas. That's why they're not enforcing our immigration laws. They know what they're doing. They want to lower our living standards, but they can't tell the American people. And according to Dr. Alan Rinder of Princeton, over 40 million jobs can leave America. Where will we be when another 40 million jobs go overseas?
Right.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Jeff, what are some of the other major issues that you would you want people to know where you stand and where you would be different than Sam Farr?
Oh, boy. I mean, we don't have enough time, Stan. And Sam and I are 180 degrees on almost every issue. My concern is for the people and to provide for more freedoms and more liberty and less regulation. I mean,
Sam Farr wants to provide for the people. He wants to provide, he wants to provide unemployment benefits. He wants to provide Social Security. He wants to provide medical benefits. He wants the government to provide all these things for the people.
Yeah, but he only wants to. He does. He does want to provide all those things. He wants to, take from the rich, and he wants to reallocate to the poor. But he wants to balance the playing field. He doesn't want people to have self-accountability. He doesn't want people to understand that we need to be accountable for ourselves and responsible for ourselves to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap and allow our fellow brethren, when we do fall and we do fall on tough times, allow for our fellow brother to pick us up and help dust us off, but then not to cradle us, not to coddle us, but to help point us in the right direction and so that we can continue to grow in our own independence. That's not what he wants. That's what I want. That's what I want to help provide for. I want to provide for policies. And it's a policy. It's not a regulatory process. It's a policy process. You create create policies, or as you said, when I go to Washington, D.C., and I have an opportunity on these issues as I work at trying to dismantle regulation and dismantle the abuse of governance and the taking away of our liberties, as we dismantle that, to speak to those issues, to these core issues, and get back to the basic Constitution. Your last caller with Ruby, she brought up water and in the San Joaquin Valley. I wanted to go back to that real briefly, is that one of the, of these.
All right, but hold that thought for just a moment here, and we'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this evening, Jeff Taylor. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Jeff, before I go on, I want to give you an opportunity to get your website up there. And if people would like to help you financially, how would they be able to contact your campaign?
Yeah, it's at Taylor for Congress. Taylor is the number 4, Congress.com. And my email is jeff@taylorforcongress, if you'd like to email me personally. And you can find out more information about my platforms and my campaign there at the website. And we're just starting to talk about water in the San Joaquin Valley and what little bit I understand about the lessening of the Delta smelt is the smelt is a relative of the salmon. That run, and we've had a reduced salmon population. And the scientists shared with me not long ago, a couple months back while I was campaigning, is that there's a salmon virus. And you can Google salmon virus and see what comes up. A whole bunch of material will come up that you can read about. And the salmon virus started over in Russia, and it came along the Pacific coast. And that's one of the major reasons that our salmon populations have been decreasing. Not from overfishing, but from the salmon virus. And this virus is affecting the Delta smelt in the estuaries of the Sacramento River, the Delta. This Delta smelt is a cousin, it's a relative to the salmon, so the same virus affects it. There's three different types of smelt, because the smelt numbers have dropped before, like back in the 50s and 60s, the smelt level dropped. And they actually imported smelt from Japan estuaries. They imported smelt from other areas because these smelts of different varieties are all over the entire Pacific Rim. So there's not a lack of smelt or specific Delta smelt. There's plenty to repopulate if that was the case. As Dr. Stan talked about earlier, this is just a plan. This is just a mechanism. They're using this fish as a mechanism to shut down the water going down to the agriculturalists. Their plan is to, you know, take down dams. You know, the environmental community would love to take down dams to create free-flowing rivers and to reestablish fish populations. But that's not realistic because, you know, God gave us this technology and this ability to dam up these rivers, to collect this water. I think we could be smarter with this water. We can allow more to pass through, and we can regulate it more. But to dismantle the dams would be economic suicide, as Dr. Stan talked about. This particular Delta smelt issue, the legislature never talked about it. They discussed it. They said, you know, it's not a big enough problem. But one single judge, made a determination, based on the Endangered Species Act, that there was enough evidence to justify and to find in the protection of the smelt, not in the protection of the farmers, not in the protection of all the landowners, not in the protection of all the workers that lost all their jobs, all the tractor repair people that lost their jobs, so on and so forth. The entire economy of the West Side has been devastated. Unemployment rate is 70% in the West Side communities. The San Joaquin Valley. You know, that judge should have taken those into consideration before he found in the favor of this Delta smelt. One of the things that Congress does have in its power is Congress has the power to rescind a court. Now, we cannot rescind the Supreme Court, but we can rescind any other court. So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal court in the state of California, actually not just the state, it's the Western United States, that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, I would be a proponent to rescind that court, basically eliminate, fire all those justices, because those are the ones that legislate the most. They legislate from the bench. And that's not the role of the court. The role of the court is not to legislate. The role of the court is to uphold the laws of the land based on the Constitution of the United States.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Nick, who's calling from Carmel, and once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, 464-8295, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Nick. How are we doing?
Hi, Stan. Good evening to the both of you. I'd like to ask Jeff a question, if I could. I was listening to the debate on Saturday with you and the three other candidates, and I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure out, the Green Party candidate mentioned that Sam Farr was a member of the Democratic Socialist something. Do you, is Dr. Stan or Jeff aware of what that organization actually is, or if that is true?
It wasn't the Green Party. It was the Libertarian candidate. It was Mary that pointed that out. And but yes, it's. I don't know. We looked for that because we'd heard that too. We didn't see that he was actually a registered member of the Democratic Socialist Party in Congress. But he receives the highest rating, and they appreciate his voting record extremely, because they honored him with an honoration from the Democratic Socialist Party.
In fact, it's very interesting that the man who preceded him, Leon Panetta, I ran against, he had a 95% ADA rating. That's the Americans for Democratic Action, which is the Socialist Party. And then, of course, a 95%, certainly ACLU rating from the left-wing ACLU. What's so interesting is that certainly the local newspapers always painted Leon Panetta as a moderate. And when he came back here, he was moderate. He was really very, very conservative. You know, but when he got back to Washington, D.C., he voted for all the wrong things. Sam Farr tries to do the same thing. Tries to pretend to be, on the right side on many issues. He's on the wrong side in Washington, D.C. And the trouble is, nobody really knows here how he votes, because the newspapers lie. And the Santa Cruz Sentinel has always lied about the political candidate. So, in fact, if you want to know how to vote, see what the Santa Cruz Sentinel is in favor of, and then vote just the opposite. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, one more question for Jeff, if I could, please.
Now, let me just get our telephone number one more time. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Nick.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve, the subject of the Federal Reserve being a private banking corporation created in 1913 that controls the nation's money supply.
Yeah.
What would be your position on eliminating that and getting us back on a gold standard?
Well, I don't know. I would definitely be in favor of looking into that and supporting it. I don't know how realistic it is to be able to go that far back. I think we start with nationalizing the Federal Reserve, number one, somehow, some way, nationalizing it. We need to take it out of the hands of a private banking cartel. They should not be controlling our currency. Because right now they're doing things with it that we're not even aware of.
Right.
I've heard recently that they're propping up the stock market, that they're buying up the stock market with Federal Reserve dollars, and they're printing, and they're charging us an interest. They have the gall, they have the right. The Congress has given them the right, or the government has given them the right to print our currency. We have to back it. We're responsible for it. Our children and our grandchildren are going to have to be responsible to pay this money back. And they charge us an interest. This private banking corporation charges us an interest for the money they create for us. I mean, that's ludicrous. And that's theft. It's theft. It's outright theft. Being at Alex Jones's presentation tonight, he talked about this. And he said that, they're very out in the open. I mean, Timothy Geithner from the Federal Reserve has gone, not Timothy, Timothy's the Treasury secretary.
Ben Bernanke, Timothy Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury.
Right.
Ben Bernanke is the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
And the Federal Reserve, they went in and they spoke with Congress, with congressmen, in closed-door sessions, and they basically told them, says, hey, you guys toe the line, or we're just going to shut down your economy. We'll just shut it down, because they have the financial wherewithal to be able to do that.
And that's that's exactly what they're actually doing today, but they haven't. The American people don't understand that the banks have all the money in the world. They could lend, but they're not lending, and they're not lending because they want to collapse the economy, because that's how they make the money. That's how they take foreclose on the homes and the businesses and the commercial developments and the factories. That's how they end up getting more. This is the transfer of wealth. They do it about every 20 or 30 years, and they do it on a regular basis. But and every time the people don't understand. I mean, certainly they expand the money supply. Good times are rolling. Everybody's borrowing money and making money. And then they just stop lending. And when that happens, why, of course, people lose their homes and everything they bought. That's how the game is played. They win, we lose, until people understand that the Federal Reserve is owned by the major banks, and the major banks control our economy. But go right ahead.
Yeah. So we need to take that back. We need to get the Federal Reserve back into federal hands somehow, some way. And I wouldn't want to put it in the hands of Congress. I don't trust Congress because I would rather develop something like all the regional banking organizations throughout the United States, that the regional banking organizations and all the banks would have a share somehow.
That's exactly, Nick, pardon me, Jeff, that's exactly what we have today. Supposedly all the banks own stock in the Federal Reserve. If you want to be a member of the Federal Reserve as a bank, you have to buy stock in it. Now, what you need to do, of course, is get a gold-backed currency, do away with the Central Reserve system, and you certainly can't control or trust Congress. But if you have a gold-backed system, Congress cannot pass legislation to expand the amount of money. What you need is a fixed money supply. This is the key to any money supply. It has to be fixed, only expanded with an increase in population. And once you have that, then, of course, they can't take advantage of it. Now we have certainly an accordion monetary system. In other words, they can keep expanding the money as long as they want to, and nothing can be done to stop it.
Yeah, one more question.
Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Okay, one thing now. Since the creation of the Social Security, why there's no money, because it's all been put in the general fund.
That's right, because they've spent it all. And basically, isn't that wonderful? They can spend all this money, and then they replace it with debt. They borrow it from future generations. So the Congress can keep providing for the people and keep everybody happy on borrowed money. But, you know, if you and I go out and we live on borrowed money, we can live very well for a time. But the time finally comes when the money's got to be repaid, and when that day is coming very, very soon. The whole thing collapses, and we have to default on our debt. That's what's going to happen down the line. Either that or simply destroy the value of the currency and pay the debt back with worthless dollars and rob all of our citizens. But that's what they're planning to do. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, would Jeff try to look into that or do something about that, try to reverse that, where keep all the funds that come in, Social Security, in the trust?
Absolutely. I believe in it's the same things with our highway tax dollars or our gas tax dollars. Those were originally developed to just be a tax for road construction and bridge construction and things like that for the transportation industry, and those are siphoned off as well. I believe in getting back to a more simplified tax system. And if we're going to have gas taxes, then the taxes we generate from gas taxes stay to road construction. So you always have road construction going on. So you always have some stimulated economy going on. And as far as Social Security, I believe in going to a hybrid system of Social Security. I believe that we need to keep the money that is generated from the Social Security. We need to keep that in Social Security. We need to build that purse back up. And then for future generations coming on board, they should get a portion. You know, some of it goes to Social Security and some of it goes to private accounts. We need to start privatizing somehow. We need to take the money, and that's how you protect. By going to private investment sources and legislation, You protect those invested dollars in the names of the individuals. We just can't trust the government going forward. If we're able to get it back into a Social Security system, we need to put something in place somehow will protect it so that they can't keep robbing it. Yes, I would look into that, and I would do everything I can to protect. Because I believe that everybody already retired or near retirement, we have an obligation to provide for all those expectations they worked hard for and they paid into themselves. And generations coming up, we're going to have to re-engineer how we're going to do that, because we can't. They say by 2030, we're going to be so upside down, we won't be able to survive. So that's another huge broken system. We need to address it now to start planning so that we don't get to the point that we hit the wall. We need to start seriously addressing it now.
All right. Anything else, Nick?
No, that'll be fine. I wish you well, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Hopefully we can get Sam Farr out of there finally.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much.
You.
Okay. That was, of course, Nick calling from Carmel. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The problem is that at the present time, there is no Social Security fund, and there never will be. Why? Why? Because, of course, they've spent all the money, and now they're putting out more than is coming in, so there's no money left over to put into a fund. What we have is really an impossible situation. What we have, and you can certainly read Ben Bernanke's speech on the 4th of October, and I recommend it to you, Jeff, and to everybody else. Ben Bernanke's speech on the 4th of October, and you get it at the Federal Reserve's website, and he simply says that the current situation is not sustainable. We have all these people growing older, and we don't have the money to take care of them. It's not sustainable. And he doesn't say what can be done. He just says that we're going to have to face that we have a very real problem, and Congress is going to have to face that. And if you get back there, Jeff, you're going to have to come up with some ideas. And you can always certainly, you know, a couple of people back there I really trust. I hope Michelle Bachmann gets reelected. I hope Ron Paul gets reelected. But there are a few people back there who've given this some serious thought. The problem is that there is no easy solution to this.
Right.
There is no way we can afford to pay for 70 to 75 baby boomers going to be retiring in the next 20 years. Where's the money coming for? And there's nothing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. and there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
We have confidence in men, but bind them down from the for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. They did not trust the legislators. They felt that they would try to do all sorts of good things and do harm. And, of course, we have to protect people from those people who want to do so much good, because they will spend us into oblivion, and they'll provide health care and pensions for people. But they can't afford them, and there's no money there to finance them. And eventually the whole system collapses, and the day of reckoning is not ahead. The day of reckoning has arrived. Jeff Taylor, thank you so very much for being with us, and the best of luck to you and Sydney in your debate. We hope that I was hoping Sam Farr would be with us Wednesday evening, but we wanted to give him a chance to get his information out as well. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. That was Jeff Taylor, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, we do hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours every day all across America, trying to educate people about what's going on. And you can help. Join the Radio Liberty family supporters. Subscribe to our newsletter if you're in a position to donate. Why, we'd love to hear from you, because we need your support to maintain the foundation that we have at the present time. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the move towards the police state, and there is a move towards the police state, and they're watching you now all the time from the satellites up in the sky, they can certainly watch you by the television. Video cameras are installing all across America. And they tell you, oh, it's the bad guys. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to be able to watch the people like in 1984. They know what they're doing. That's why, of course, so many of the new laptop computers have little cameras in them, you know, and you can just talk into that computer to somebody, and you can see them, and they can see you. But remember, when your laptop computer is turned off and it's open, they can see you as well, and they have the ability to activate that when you don't know it's being activated, as they can activate your cell phone if they have the right, the proper software in your cell phone. They can listen to your conversation when the cell phone is turned off and track you. Why would they do that? Because we're heading towards a surveillance society. We got a great DVD. It's called The Surveillance Society. You need to understand what Operation Echelon is. And we cover that in our syllabus called the Planned Police State. We recommend the syllabus Planned Police State. We recommend the DVD talk. And believe me, Project Echelon, you can check it out on the Internet, or you can document it there in the syllabus. They listen to all of your conversations. It has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing it long before the terrorist attack. That is simply a cover for their dishonest and illegal activities. They operate not only every call in the United States, every call, every email, every fax in the United States, but all throughout the world. And you ask how they could do that? Why, they have unlimited funds. They can get into the Treasury of the United States. It's through the NSA, and, of course, working with intelligence agencies throughout the world. We're monitoring everything. And if you believe this is just foolishness, go to your search engine on your computer and look up Project Echelon. Get my talk on the Planned Police State and get the syllabus that goes with it. You need to have this information. You need to show it to others. You need to get the DVD, Surveillance Society. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. And of course, we ask you to certainly tell others about our program. We need your help to get the information out. So Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, our telephone number, 800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and God.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Monday, 25 October 2010. You're in the right place. You're present and accounted for. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Hopefully this will be well worth your time. We try to trade your time for information and education, and, well, we're pretty successful at that, thanks to the incredible people that have a lot to do with the Power Hour, like Marie Gunther and Wanda, Aaron, the Power Team members, everyone that brings this program to us every day, and John at Genesis, and of course Genesis. We thank you very much for joining us today, because there's lots of news. A lot of it is distraction news, and by now you're probably able to figure out which is the real and which is the Memorex news, which is the real and which is the phony news or the distraction news. The election is probably the biggest distraction going, and I do mean the biggest distraction going. Next Tuesday is the election. A lot of people are just waiting with bated breath, because everyone seems to be in a massive tie. Unbelievable. All across the country, everybody in every election, just think about it. Is that humanly possible? I don't think so. I think that there's probably more variation than that, but they don't like it until the last minute. There's a lot of financial news regarding foreclosures. I will tell you this. Bank of America says, fine, we're going to go ahead and foreclose. There is no problem. Maybe a few signatures were a problem, but we're going to go ahead and foreclose. What part of fraud negates consent do they not get? Well, it looks as though BOA, or Bank of America, has so much power, they're going to be able to just go ahead and bully their way through. But there's still major foreclosure problems. We will talk to Bob Chapman about that in the 8 o'clock hour.